There was a priest by the name of Zachariah. And Zachariah entered into the temple. And when Zachariah got into the temple, he got into a place of prayer. But all of a sudden, in the sanctuary, there was a voice that rang out to Zachariah. I'm here to talk about some chosen vessels today. And this voice begins to speak to Zachariah. He said, listen, you will bear a child. We're talking about some chosen vessels today. And you call that child John. Sometimes God is crying out to you in the midst of the sanctuary. Oh. And you get to a place where you're not believing that you're hearing this message from God. Zechariah begins to say, listen, both my wife and myself are of age. I don't believe that we can do what you said we are going to do. And Gabriel began to talk to him. And he said, listen, I am the sent one from God. And because you did not receive the gospel, the Lord, I am going to silence you until you believe. Right here in the midst of the sanctuary, God is giving you a prophetic word to follow. He is giving you instructions. But because you don't believe, Rahasiti under the robot. Picked out to be picked on. When Zechariah left out of the place, the temple, the spectators were watching him, and the congregation people saying, my God, what has overtaken him? Scripture says that he must have seen something. He must have received a vision. But because he was silent, he couldn't even describe what he had witnessed. But time went on, and scripture says in about months past that Elizabeth was bearing a child. And that a seed had been planted. And the scripture described it as the saying to the man of God, priest Zechariah, what then will you name this child? And when he told me what name this child, he said it was named, will be John. It was then that his voice was released to the people. When God gives you a vision, when God gives you a prophetic word, you will not be able to do anything. There will be no releasing from you until you open to the things of God. No one like the Lord. But see, now that seed that was planted in Elizabeth, he was to be the one that will speak about the new coming, amen? Rehe, the other little Zechariah was a true man of God, and at that time, now that he did not question anything else about God, he began to draw the people to God. But scripture tells me that Elizabeth had a young cousin named Mary. And Mary was what we would call a slave to God. And all of a sudden, Mary understood that she was going to marry Joseph. Mary was a virgin. Somebody said she was a virgin. But she was a faithful. She was a believer. She was one that followed after the things of God. But then in the still of the night, somebody say in the middle of the night, there came a voice like it came to Zechariah. And that voice came to Mary and said that you will be chosen to carry God's seed. Scripture tells me somewhere down in there, maybe around the 34th or the 35th verse, Mary said, well, how can I conceive these things because I am a virgin? Scripture tells me that Gabriel said that the Holy Spirit will come and lay itself on you. But even at this time, Mary didn't realize that she was carrying our Messiah. But the passage says that Mary began to go to Zechariah and Elizabeth's house. And then as she approached Elizabeth, said the seed began to leap as Mary spoke to Elizabeth. It was then that Elizabeth turned to her and said, you are the blessed one. You are the one that carries our Savior. So as I begin to study the passages, it shows me that John the Baptist was about 6 months older than our Christ. But because at that time Elizabeth received the Spirit of the Lord when the baby began to leap in the womb. This is how John was able to recognize who the Messiah was. I'm trying to help you. You need to be able to recognize when God is dealing with you. Something should be on the inside, and it should be moving. Something should be attracting you. You should be in a place where I just can't keep still. Anybody felt like that before? God, I'm in this place, and I just can't be still. God, the Spirit has overtaken me, and I just got to leap for joy. Somebody say a chosen vessel. But the miracle about this chosen vessel, she didn't question the age. Somebody say, choose me this day. God, I'll be your worship. Hallelujah. Mary said, whatever it is, I'm obedient to it. Because I trust the Lord. Whatever it is, I will follow. Whatever it is. But just to ensure this thing, the angel even did it. You know, I hear people say, I want a Boaz. I just want to be a Boaz. I want somebody to sign me and take care of me. I like Joseph myself. I want somebody that's going to trust me in spite of what it looks like. I need somebody that's going to protect me in spite of what I'm going through. I need somebody that's going to hear the voice of God and not all the naysayers around them. Come on, somebody. I often put that on Facebook every blue moon. I just need that Joseph. But Mary was obedient. Mary was that slave to the things of God. I need you to get to a place that it doesn't matter how you feel and what you're going through. You need to be a slave of the Lord. No matter how I feel, God, God, just open up your pages and pour into my spirit. Somebody say, pour it on, Lord. Hallelujah. We're in that season right now. This is your season. Hallelujah. You are chosen. Somebody said, I've been picked out to be picked on. Come on, I need you to say it and mean it. I've been picked out to be picked on. Come on. You're chosen. He said, on my return, I'm going to pour out my spirit onto all flesh. You're chosen. Mary was chosen to carry this. Why? Because God trusted her. He knew that she would walk under the thing. Zechariah was spoken into. Why? Because God knew eventually he will turn back to me. No more doubting God. No more doubting God. No more doubting God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is my season. Hallelujah. Standing in only the cross you made. God, you know what she has endured, oh Lord.
You understand the struggle that she has gone through, God. But God, the weight is upon her right now, oh God. And God, her heart is open to receive you right now, oh Lord. And God, so whatever it is that she stands in the need of, God, then we ask that to grab it right now in the name of Jesus.
So now, God, we ask, oh Lord, that you perform your miracles in our life, oh God, and that you will begin to testify about the things that you have created in our situations, Lord. Father, we ask that, oh God, that you permeate our atmosphere right now, oh God, and Father, that everything that she does, oh God, be acceptable in your sight, our King, our strength, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You need that. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yes, Robot. Rafiki under the boss. Rafiki under the boss. Rafiki under the boss. Yes. You are love. You are love. Oh, Jesus. What you're doing now is what you need to continue to do. To come to church, continue to learn the Word of God and know who you are. The Word of God says you are beautiful, wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh God. Father, we ask that you bless this holy sacrament, O God, unto your honor, O Lord, and that the people of God will receive you, O God, in all things I pray. We're going to ask that you start from the rear, all standing over the sanctuary. Or as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation, my Lord, to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick, and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, then we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are captains of the Lord. Amen. That we should not be condemned with the world. And therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat and carry one for another, and if any man of us that is eat at home, that we come not together unto condemnation, and the rest I will set in order when I come.
Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. That's who you are. You are perfect in all of your ways. Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. It's who you are. Aha! It's who you are. It's who you are. Who you are, who you are. For I perceive, O Lord, that which I delivered unto
you that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. And when he had, after the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had stopped saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This too, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me.
Amen.